Another edition of Party Line on WGNU, our listener call-in program that gives you the opportunity to speak your mind on topics of world, national, and local interest. WGNU is heard in real time on the internet at WGNU.net. As always, the views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of the management, staff, or advertisers of Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. We remind you this program is caller-driven, so please use brevity and good taste when expressing yourself. And now, here is your moderator for this portion of the Party Line.
Well, welcome back. This is Lloyd Sloan. I'll be hosting for the next hour here and probably give some of my perspective, but it is an open line, so feel free to call in and give me your thoughts on the local events that are troubling you, bothering you, frustrating you, ticking you off, etc. One thing I guess I saw in the news recently, and since we may have a sports audience still around, but it has nothing to do with sports, it has to do with taxes, and that's the tax increase, or at least tax subsidy, to the Cardinals, who I happen to love the Cardinals, same as everybody in St. Louis, but I think I'm ready to draw the line. I'm seeing polls showing 70% of this area doesn't really want the function of government to be subsidizing sports stadiums, so millionaires can watch millionaires, owned by millionaires, play a game. I think that game used to be polo. I didn't think it was baseball, actually, and I guess I've pretty much had it now. I know that they met in Jefferson City here recently. Stadium looks very nice, see nice pictures, very glossy, all the powers that be lining up to support it. $370 million, and the owners are willing to kick in $100 million of that. And okay, that's really nice of them, but that leaves another $270 million for the rest of us. My memory's long enough that I can remember when we were shutting down hospitals in the city of St. Louis, and I just can't see doing it for baseball. Oh, let's see what else we've got here going on. I'd like to get some calls from some Republicans tonight, because I saw Bush's State of the Union, and I got to say I'm a little bit disappointed, because I think Al Gore could have delivered the same speech. I saw a wonderful essay written on freemarket.net by Tom Knapp. I think he pretty much pegged it. He quotes from the White House press release: "The president's budget increases spending for Social Security, Medicare, entitlement programs by $81 billion, increases discretionary spending by another $26 billion, a 4% increase. That means government spending will grow at more than the rate of inflation." Now, I thought that George Bush said he was for smaller government, and apparently that means it was smaller than, I guess, Stalin would want, or maybe smaller than Gore would want, but it's not smaller, is it? It's larger. And I really want to know, when is it put up or shut up time for Republicans? So maybe if somebody can edify me on that, I'd make a bet with you right now that that government's not going to shrink under the Republican Party. So if other people are as frustrated as I am by that, give me a call.